Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
I wonder how your home has changed during lockdown. Have you had to transform a part of your home into a workspace? Have you had to work from home? Or maybe you're one of those parents that's had to convert your kitchen table into a classroom. Or maybe your living room is turned into a gym as you've taken part in some Keep Fit exercises online. Well, in our home at the weekend, it turned into a barbershop. Deborah, my wife, learned how to cut my hair, and I'm sure you'll agree, I think she's done a fantastic job. And it's amazing what you can teach yourself by just watching a few YouTube videos. I wonder if you've learned a new skill during lockdown. I wonder if you have learned something about yourself. Maybe you've learned that you need some space. You've just had too much close fellowship with the people in your family. Or maybe you're living alone just now and you're really craving that community that you miss so much. I wonder, maybe more importantly, what have you learned about God during this season? What is God saying to you? You know, during this time, I want to encourage you not to take it for granted, but to make the most of this opportunity. In time to come, we will look back at this season and for sure we'll have sadness for those that we have lost, but we'll also look back and with fondness to that precious moments that we had together with our nearest. And when one day we do return to normal life, whatever that looks like, when the busyness of life takes over again, we'll miss this time. So I would encourage you to make the most of it. For 3 years, Jesus homeschooled his disciples. And he used various different teaching methods. He taught with parables, he preached sermons, and he used real life situations. One of the most dramatic object lessons that he used was storms. On more than one occasion, Jesus scared the life out of his disciples. Jesus used storms to reveal something about himself, but also to teach his disciples how they are to follow him. And likewise, in our lives, God uses the storms that we go through, the challenges, the crises, to teach us about him, to teach us about how we should follow him. Storms are tests. Tests reveal to us what we already know, but also what we need to find out more about. This lockdown, this COVID-19 situation is a test. God is teaching us something through this. I wonder, what is God saying to you? What is God teaching you at this time? Turn with me in your Bible, please, to Matthew chapter 14. In this chapter, Jesus performs an incredible miracle where he multiplies 5 loaves and 2 fishes and feeds 5,000 men plus women and children. There were no empty shelves on that day. There was plenty for everyone. And then he realizes that he needed some alone time and he sends his disciples out onto the sea and sends them into a storm. Let's read together Matthew chapter 14 and we're going to read from verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. And the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You have little faith, he said. Why did you doubt? And when he climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. I wonder, have you ever been on a boat during a storm? I'm sure many of the fishermen in our congregation and in our community will know all about storms and being on a boat. But I remember when I was at school, we went to Stornoway on a school trip to play football in Stornoway. And we had to get the ferry from Ullapool and cross over the Minch to Stornoway. And I remember getting on that boat and leaving the harbour and thought everything seemed to be going well until we got into the open sea. I remember the boat was rocking back and forth and the waves were crashing over the bow. And eventually we arrived in Stornoway Harbour and everything returned to normal, it seemed, until I stepped on the pier and I still felt like I was rocking back and forth. I wonder, do you feel a bit like that just now as you're going through this time? A little bit like your life's been rocked back and forth, you feel disorientated? Do you feel discouraged and despondent at this time, maybe even a little bit depressed? You don't need to stay feeling like that. We have been looking over these last few weeks at lessons from lockdown, and I believe that God is teaching you lessons through this time. The disciples are on this journey from one side to the other, and they learn a lot of lessons along the way. In the storm, they learn the lesson that a storm is an opportunity to strengthen your faith. Jesus creates this opportunity for his disciples. He sends them out into the storm and allows them this chance for them to develop their faith. He didn't send them into the storm so that they would fail, but he sends them so that they would have an opportunity to increase their faith. They've witnessed Jesus perform a miracle of multiplying food, which would have been a lot of fun to take part in, but now they're in a situation where they're not only looking at the miracle, they're part of the miracle. Jesus gives them an opportunity to develop their faith. Your faith is developed as you go through the challenges in life. Storms are a test which have the aim of strengthening your faith and increasing your trust in God. It's just like when someone goes to the gym and wants to increase their muscles so they can lift more. Faith is just like that. It takes a situation where you are caused to stretch, to tear that muscle so that in the future you can lift more. And God allows us to go through these storms so that our faith increases and that we're set up for our future and everything that he has in store for us. This test is not to fail you, but to develop your faith for the future. Let me tell you about a storm that I experienced a few years ago. In the lead up to Christmas, my mum and dad were really busy in their shop, and dad had developed a cough, and we thought that he was not looking too great, but he assured us that it was just a cough, and when he got to Christmas, he would just be able to rest and everything would be back to normal. But I remember going to visit him on Christmas Day, and he just wasn't himself. He didn't manage to finish his Christmas meal, which was so unlike him. And he went to his bed early and had a terrible night. And Mum decided on Boxing Day that she was going to take him to casualty. And they did the test they needed to do and said, you need to get to Aberdeen Royal Infirmary. And shortly they discovered that my dad would need open heart surgery to replace the aortic valve on his heart. Obviously, this came as a big surprise. We thought it was a cough. We thought he just needed to rest, but actually there was a bigger problem within him that he didn't know anything about. And I remember over that Christmas period and into the new year, eventually he got a date for open heart surgery, and he made a decision between then that he was not going to allow this situation to to cause him to be fearful, but he was going to fight because he had a future that he wanted to see. He wanted to see his grandchildren. He wanted to see his children grow up. So he decided within himself that he was going to fight through this storm. You know, storms in your life will try to cause you to shrink back. But you've got to make that choice that you're going to step up and step out in faith. Don't allow the storm to cause you to shrink back. This is what Hebrews tells us. The writer says, but we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. You know, the disciples, when they were crossing that sea, they could have decided to give up and turn back, but they didn't. They kept on going. And maybe you're in the midst of the storm right now and you're feeling the pressure, you're feeling the strain of the oars, you're feeling the wind come against you. Don't give up. Don't shrink back. But make the choice that you are going to step forward in faith. The people of God are called to walk by faith. The next verse in Hebrews describes faith as this, the confidence that we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. I wonder in this situation, in this season you find yourself right now, how can you step forward in faith right now? Well, you can do that because this is the next lesson. God is with you in the storm. Storms are scary. Storms can cause you to be afraid, but you don't need to stay there because the Bible tells us that perfect love casts out all fear. In the presence of Jesus, fear is diminished. And I love how the Bible tells us that at the darkest point, Jesus appears. And maybe you find yourself in the darkest point of your storm. Jesus is with you right now. He is in the midst of the storm with you. You can rest in Him. He is your shelter. You know, when my dad was going through this heart surgery, it was so interesting that at that time, our church had a time of prayer and fasting. We were praying morning, noon, and night, and I just was so aware of the presence and the nearness of God in the midst of this storm. I learned that God is faithful. I learned that I had no control over the outcomes, but I could choose to trust in God, that He knew what was best. Maybe you find yourself in a situation like that today. You've got no control over what your business or your work situation or your health situation will be like in the future, but you have got control that you can choose today to have faith and to trust in God. God is also speaking to you right now. We've heard a lot of important messages from our government. Stay home, stay alert. But the most important message that you need to hear today for every storm your faith face is the words of Jesus. Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. You know, as the winds are raging and everything around you seems to be out of control, you need to take time to make sure you can hear what God is saying to you. He's saying, take courage. I'm with you. You don't need to be afraid. God is speaking to you. As we go through these storms and as we go through these situations, we learn a lot about God. And I love what Andre Crouch says. He said, I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There's been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come only to make me strong. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Today, can you move from faith, that is the belief in God, the unseen, to trust? A firm reliance on His character and His integrity. Maybe today you believe God can help you, you believe He's able, but are you trusting Him right now? See, I love what the wisdom of Proverbs, which says to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Submit to Him in all your ways and He will make your path straight. You believe in God, but I want to encourage you to trust in Him today. He's in control. He can calm the storm. He can calm the wind and the waves. He can calm your situation. And right now, in the midst of it, He's with you. He's not left you. He's right there, and He's speaking to you. Peter's the one on this boat who takes Jesus at His word and listens to what He's saying. And he says these words, "If it's you, Lord." I think a lot of us spend our time asking, is this really God that's speaking to me right now? God's always speaking, but are we listening? If you're asking today, is God speaking to me? Is this God? Then I want to tell you there's a few things that you can know. God will never contradict His written word or His nature. But also, if it's going to take faith for you to respond, it's probably going to be God. Peter had to step out of the boat. He couldn't walk on water and be in the boat. He had to make a decision to take that risk and take that step out of the comfort and the safety of that boat and into the open sea. But when he took that step onto the open sea, he started walking closer to Jesus. You see, to be a Christian, to follow Jesus, it requires faith. And I wonder right now in this situation, the season that we're in, what faith step can you take today? How can you demonstrate that you are trusting in God today? Peter shows us that when we walk by faith, we've got to keep our focus on Jesus. When we begin to look at the wind and the storms and all the stuff that's going on, maybe you're looking at bills, maybe you're looking at forecasts, maybe you're looking at letters from the doctor, maybe you're looking at your family right now and you are not looking to Jesus. Focus on Him. When Peter took his focus off of Jesus, that's when he began to sink and cried out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus reached out His arm and picked him up. When you walk by faith, you can have confidence that Jesus will never let you sink or fall. He's there holding you all the way. Lessons in the storm. What about after the storm? Because this season will pass. There is going to be a brighter day. Our families will be reunited together. We will be able to go back to work eventually. Things maybe will look different, but the storm will pass. I wonder, what will be different? What will you have grown in? What will have changed? Will you know Jesus in a new way? You see, when Jesus got into the boat, the Bible tells us that the winds died down and the disciples responded in worship. "Truly, you are the Son of God." Are you making the most of this season? Are you growing in your faith? Have you had a fresh revelation of Jesus during this experience? Make the most of this opportunity. So what's going to be different after this? What's going to change? Maybe you're watching me today and you're not a Christian, but you've been watching online. Maybe it's your first time or you've been watching for a number of weeks, but you know you've never made a decision to make Jesus your Lord and Savior or start a relationship with Him. You know, Jesus has an invitation for you today. He says, come. He wants you to leave the boat of your old life and start a faith journey with Him. Jesus says to you today, come. That's an invitation to every single person that is watching me today. Whether you're in Peterhead, you're around this nation, or you're overseas, Jesus is saying to you, come. He wants to start a relationship with you today. And if you're watching me right now and you say, Daniel, I know I need to do this. I've never said a prayer of commitment. I've never made a decision to begin a relationship with Jesus. But I feel like I'm in a storm right now and I feel like I am helpless. Jesus has came to help you. And the main issue that He came to help us with was the issue of our heart, the sin issue, the things in our life that we regret and we feel terrible about. He came to deal with that. He died upon the cross. He took your place. He took all your sins upon him, and he became the sacrifice for your sin so that you could be forgiven of your sin and start a new relationship with him. If you're watching me today and you say, "Daniel, that's me," I want to lead you in this prayer. And when you make this prayer, you're making a prayer of commitment that you are going to begin a new relationship with Jesus, that he's going to help you to live in this world, but also he is going to help you not just today, but in your future. And he promises that he'll give you eternal life. That's a big deal. And I want to encourage you, if you've never done this, this is your moment. So can you follow me as I pray today? Just repeat these words after me in your heart. Say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you love me. You loved me so much that you came into this world. You went to the cross. You died for my sin. I recognize I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. Make me into a new person by the power of your Spirit. Help me to live a life according to your word by the power of your Spirit. I confess you are my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen." If you prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to encourage you right now to send us a message, because we want to help you. We want to give you a Bible to help you on your journey, your faith journey. Maybe you're a believer and you have faith. Can we take a step further today to trust him, to believe that he is in control, that he's in charge of the outcome, and we are going to rely on him? That's the invitation for you today, is to get out of the boat and to walk on water. But you need to remember these words. Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid.